From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. European Union leaders have agreed on a controversial proposal to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
Saudi Arabia says it's ending major combat operations in Yemen 1 year after launching Arab coalition airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A Saudi military spokesman told the Associated Press the coalition will continue providing air support to Yemeni forces and to help build an army. The fighting in Yemen has killed thousands, including 119 deaths during an airstrike on a market northwest of Sana'a earlier this week. The UN says the vast majority of Yemeni civilians are in dire need of food and medical help. Three policemen have been killed in an attack on security forces in Niger, near the border with Nigeria, Burkina Faso, and Mali. Niger's Ministry of Defense made the statement on public television Thursday. In an earlier attack this week, three members of Niger's defense forces were wounded and five suicide bombers were killed in an ambush in the Diffa region that authorities have blamed on Boko Haram. The attacks come just before Niger voters go to the polls. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will travel to Cuba on Sunday for a historic visit as the two nations move to normalize relations 55 years after they've broken off ties. The important trip, however, is not without controversy. White House correspondent Mary Alice Salinas has more.
Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
North Korea has fired another ballistic missile on Friday, days after the United States imposed new sanctions. South Korea's defense ministry denounced the missile launch, saying Pyongyang's actions threaten peace and safety on the Korean Peninsula. That's Moon Sang-yoon saying that their military is aware of the status of North Korea's recent nuclear missile development. This missile launch, he says, by North Korea is a frontal attack against UN Security Council resolutions and a serious threat to the peace and safety of the Korean Peninsula. Moon Sang-yoon is the South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman. Military tensions have been soaring on the divided Korean Peninsula since the North carried out its fourth nuclear test on January 6th. On Thursday, a federal judge in Rochester, New York, sentenced Mufid El-Fege to 22.5 years in prison for trying to recruit terrorist fighters and to raise funds for Islamic State. Prosecutors say El-Fege is one of the first Islamic State recruiters ever captured. He was caught trying to help two informants go to Syria in 2014 to join up with Islamic State. Officials say U.S. personnel involved in the deadly aerial attack on a Doctors Without Borders hospital in Afghanistan have been suspended or are awaiting punishment. The attack on the hospital in Kunduz in October killed 42 people, including medical staff and patients. The top U.S. commander in Afghanistan at the time says the attack was an avoidable human error. President Barack Obama has issued an apology for the attack. Former Pakistani military ruler Pervez Musharraf is heading to Dubai for medical treatment. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.